So no, I don't believe the once saved, always saved type of thinking when it comes to, oh, if I confess with my heart and believe that Christ rose and actually saved me from my sins, I will be saved. Oh, that's it. Got it. No, I don't see that. And I don't see it because of not just what Christ talks about, sheep and the goats, for example, Matthew 25, and the genuineness of going to hospitals and serving people, giving your money away, going about helping, healing the sick. If you're not doing that, then you didn't do it for me, Christ said, and I'm not going to, I don't even know you. And then you go right to Paul and James. When James is talking about, you got it right with Paul in terms of faith, sola scriptura, focusing on who Christ is and just faith alone in that sense. But that's why we have James, balance it. Faith without works is dead.
Okay, so this guy is using a parable, the sheep and the goats, to say that you have to do works to prove that you're saved. That is absolutely absurd because you didn't do any works to get saved. So why would you need works to prove you're saved? That's ridiculous. Because you're saved the moment you believe. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. In whom you also trusted, and whom also after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that you believed, and you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession. So the moment somebody believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, that person is sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. They are indwelled. And Ephesians 4:30 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. So you can grieve the Holy Spirit by living a sinful life, not keeping the commandments and things like that. But guess what? You are sealed. It's a done deal. John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but has been passed from death unto life. But obviously, this guy does not believe that. He rejects the gospel. He preaches a works-based salvation. I've seen people say, oh, that's not what he meant. So you're telling me right now he didn't just say exactly what he meant. Yes, he did. And the parable of the sheep and the goats, it's not saying that the sheep went to heaven because they did the works. No, absolutely not. The sheep are those who are saved. That's what they represent. And yeah, they did works. But that's not why they were saved. And the goats are goats because they were unsaved. That represents the unbelievers. That's all it is. It's not saying they're goats because they didn't do the works and those are sheep because they did the works. No, that is not what the parable is saying. And anybody who uses a parable to prove their doctrine is a really wicked person because, you know, these people try to be tricky and sneaky by using parables all the time and obscure verses that somebody new to the faith or somebody who isn't saved, who wants to get saved, can't understand, and they are easily deceived. so yeah, but you know, John chapter 6 is a really, really solid place to prove that you cannot lose your salvation. And I want to go through that because that is so important. Because look, if salvation is not by faith alone, and it's not once saved, only saved, then look, nobody is saved because we mess up every day. But these people say, well, you know, I'm not perfect, but nothing, okay? You're either perfect or you're not. And John 6:35, I'm going to start there. The Bible says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Never. He didn't say you might later or something like anything like that. He said never. Verse 36. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. So he's talking to people that don't believe. Verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Another great verse that proves you can't lose your salvation. Verse 38, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Verse 39, and this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing. You hear that? Nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. You cannot lose your salvation. That's what Jesus is saying right there. And this is verse 40. This is key. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Do you see what that says? He says, this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. He didn't say some people that believe. He said everyone that believes may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Everyone who believes. You know, I see some people say, oh, some Christians are going to hell. Look, if anybody's a Christian, if anybody believes in Jesus, they are saved. But, you know, somebody like Stuart and Cliff, they don't really believe. They trust their works. If you're trusting your works at all for salvation, you are not saved. You have not trusted Christ because you are still trusting yourself. And, you know, there are so many clear scriptures in the Bible that prove you can't lose your salvation. But he goes to James 2. I see people go to James 2 all the time. Let's go to James chapter 2. He's specifically talking about the verse 14, where it says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? So notice the key words, right? What doth it profit? Okay, we're going to come back to that. It says, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace and be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Is he talking about salvation? No, he's not. Number one, he's talking to people that are saved, they're believers. He's calling them my brethren. Okay, you'll notice that a theme throughout the Bible, because the Bible is written to people that are saved. The only book in the Bible that's actually just specifically meant to get people saved is the book of John. But people like Stuart will never touch the book of John to prove any of this stuff. You can't. They want to avoid, you know, John chapter 6, John chapter 3 the best they can. But anyways, it says, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Okay, so it's talking about having a faith that is profitable. Okay, so look, I'm saved, but if I don't do any works for an entire month, who am I profiting? Absolutely nobody. I'm saved. I'm saved by faith alone, but my faith isn't profitable to anybody else. If I don't preach the gospel for a whole month, does that mean I'm not saved anymore? Come on, that is ridiculous. But these people will literally go on the record and say, oh, if you don't have faith, or if you don't have works with your faith isn't genuine. Look, they'll literally say James is talking about a genuine faith. No, it says a profitable faith. It never says the word genuine. It never says saving faith. It never says true faith. They just make up their own definitions. They add to the Bible. They change things because they aren't saved. And I will stand on that Stuart and Cliff Konecki are not saved. They preach a false gospel of work salvation. And, you know, I could tell they don't read their Bible that much. And they do read a false Bible version. It is the NIV. And that is a terrible Bible translation. I would highly suggest anybody watching this to read the King James Bible, because these modern Bible versions have several missing verses. They also pervert the text. They change the meaning of the scripture, many things like that. And they come from manuscripts. They were dug up in the late 1800s. Come on. Okay, but anyways, so it says in verse 17 of James chapter 2, even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Okay, so does it say that your faith doesn't exist? No, but if your faith is alone, it is a dead faith because it is not profitable to anyone else. And this is 100% not talking about salvation. It's talking to Christians. It's telling Christians, believers, to get to work. That's all James is doing, okay? It's not a salvation passage. It is a get-to-work passage. It's about the Christian life. Because look, you know, many people mix things up in the Bible. They'll take things that are about the Christian life and they'll make it about salvation. This is about the Christian life. And, you know, Titus 3:8 is really proves why we should do the works. Once again, Titus 3:8 says, "This is a faithful saying, and these things will I that thou affirm constantly, which they that have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works, because they are good and profitable unto men." It doesn't say that your good works are going to make sure you're saved or prove you're saved or keep you saved. It says that they are good and profitable unto men. And that's why we should do good works, because we want to be profitable to others. And look, if you're saved, if you're a Christian, it's super important to get out there and preach the gospel, because you want to see people get saved. You don't want people to go to hell. And, you know, if you're not preaching the gospel, then shame on you. But hey, if you're saved and you're not preaching the gospel, you're still saved. You know what I mean? But your faith is not profitable. So that's what James chapter 2 is talking about. You know, someone might say, oh, well, what is he talking about being saved from? Well, verse 13 says, For he shall have judgment without mercy, that has showed no mercy and hath rejoiced against judgment. So you could say that you're being saved from God's judgment without mercy. But this is like a go-to passage for people who believe in work salvation, believe that you can lose your salvation. Because if you think you can lose your salvation, it just comes down to the fact that you're trusting your own works. And, you know, Romans chapter 4 is so clear. It talks about this whole thing, actually. And let me go to Romans chapter 4 for you. Because people will say, well, Abraham was justified by works. But was he justified by works before God or before man? We can prove that. It says in Romans chapter 4, verse 2, "For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God." So if Abraham was justified by works, but he hath whereof to glory, but not before God, who does he have to glory before? Before man. He was justified before man, not before God. "For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness." Okay, that's how he was justified before God, because he believed. He had the faith. Verse 4, "Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt." So if somebody's trying to work for their salvation, look, they're going to end up right in hell. That's a credit card salvation. You can never make it to heaven by works. It's impossible. Verse 5, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." And these next ones are really good. Verse 6, "Even as David also described it, the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." So, you know, there's people even that will say that people were justified by works in the Old Testament, or they were saved by works, okay? No, and this proves it, because it literally talks about David and Abraham being justified by faith alone without works. That's ridiculous. That is absurd. You know, Titus chapter 3 says, "Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." Romans 3:28, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." Because I'll see people say, well, see, Romans chapter 3 and 4, that's just talking about the works of the law, but there's other works you have to do. Well, the Bible's really clear when it says, "Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." And then it says, "Not by the works of the law, there shall no flesh." It says in Romans 3:20, "For by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of the sin." So the law is there to bring us to Christ, to show us that we are a sinner and that we need a Savior. Nobody's justified by the law, because nobody could keep the whole law perfectly. If you just sin one time, you've already broken the whole law. James 2:10, it says, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law, yet offend in one point, is guilty of all." Okay, so if you just sin once, you're guilty of all, you broke the whole law, you need a savior, or you're going to end up in hell. Because if you die without Jesus, if you die without believing on Jesus, you are going to go straight to hell. But salvation is a free gift, so you don't have to work for it. You don't have to do anything to get it. You just have to trust Christ. It's Christ's perfect life, his death, and his burial and resurrection that saves us. You know, Ephesians 2:8 and 9, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Notice that, not of works, lest any man should boast, like what? Going to hospitals, serving people, giving money to the poor. Look, if that is how you got into heaven, then you could boast. That is by your works. And this guy, Stuart, says, we need balance. You know, we got James and we have Paul. And no, actually, James and Paul completely agreed. If you read Romans chapter 6, it's literally mirroring James chapter 2. You know what I mean? But these people mix the Christian life with salvation. That is your problem right there. And that's what the unsaved person will do. But here's the thing. For our works, we will receive rewards. And let me give you a quick example of how you are rewarded for your works, and your works have nothing to do with salvation. So Revelation 2:26 says, "And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations." So who is he that overcometh? Well, 1 John 5:5 says, "Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" So if you have put your trust in Christ and nothing else, guess what? You overcame the world. Because think about how many things in the world are trying to distract you or get you to be deceived so that you can't believe on Jesus Christ. Tons of things. So once you believe on Jesus Christ, you have overcome the world. But then it goes on to say, "And keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations." So that is your reward. If you keep the works of God unto the end, he's going to give you power over the nations. That is a reward that you receive, because not everybody's going to get to have power over the nations or anything like that. And another verse, scripture, I should say, that proves that you are rewarded for your works, because God's not a socialist. You know, a lot of people think your reward is going to heaven. No, going to heaven is a free gift. It's not a reward. It is not a reward. That would be a contradiction. And here's the thing with this Stuart guy and Cliff. Their beliefs, they contradict each other, because one second it's faith and then they'll say it's works. It's a lot of double talk. Okay, that's a big contradiction. Okay, they're not rightly dividing the scripture because they're not saved. Okay, and 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11 says this, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." So Jesus Christ is the foundation. "Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward." So if your work abides and goes through the fire and still is standing, you will receive a reward. But verse 15 says, "If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so by fire." And why is he still saved? Because he has Jesus Christ, the foundation. So even if you have zero works, Romans 4:5, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." So if you have zero works, your faith is still counted for righteousness and you're saved. You won't get rewards, but you're saved. Hey, you got into heaven because you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, to say, you know, have this belief like Stuart and Cliff have, you're literally calling God a liar. You are calling God a liar. You're saying, nope, John 3:16, not true. John 3, 14, not true. You know, it's not whosoever believeth. You also have to do the works. You have to go to the hospitals and you got to serve. You got to give money to the poor and do all these good deeds. And this is ridiculous, you know, this whole idea that works also prove you're saved. I just want to touch up on that really fast. There's a parable actually in the Bible about those who trusted in themselves. And let me pull this up. Only take a second. Luke 18. So Luke chapter 18, verse 9 is a great place in the Bible to prove that works do not prove your salvation. And so let's just put this to bed right now. The Bible says in Luke 18, 9, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. I mean, this Pharisee's just naming off his works, all the stuff he does, how he's not like this other guy. And then there's the publican that just, hey, he admits he's a sinner. He asks God to be merciful. He doesn't have the works. The other guy has the works. And guess who's justified? Not the person with the works. It is the publican who is just like, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And he went away justified. Works do not prove salvation. If works aren't what saves you, then works cannot prove your salvation. I mean, it could not be any more clear because it's all what Jesus did. Jesus did all the works. He said, it is finished. It is finished. And he did it. He paid it all. All you have to do is believe on him. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And the Bible clearly tells us that we can know that we are saved. You know, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. So it's telling you that you can know that you have eternal life. But if you believe that you have to do the works and all this other stuff or whatever it is else to be saved, then you don't know that you're saved. And that is probation. That is not salvation. And that is a terrible way to live your life. But if it's just faith alone in Jesus, hey, you know you're saved because you know that he paid it all. You know he did it. And your trust is in him. It's not in yourself. So guys, I really hope this video has been helpful. Be sure to leave a comment and leave a like on the video if it was helpful. Also, be sure to give it a share. And thank you so much for watching and God bless.